And the last thing, Chief, is photographs of personal vehicles. I had emailed you last week because it came to my attention that you had photographed Mr. Connor's car. Can you explain why you took personal photographs?
Why I did it or why the PBA did it?
Well, who took the photographs?
PBA took photographs.
The PBA representative came up and took pictures of Mr. Connor's car.
So we both took photographs.
So you took photographs too?
Different purposes.
Okay. Well, what was your purpose?
My purpose was investigative in nature, and I can't disclose that here. However, the PBA took them for concerns relative to Article 2, which is what they went down to Woodbridge to discuss.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Chief. Would you just repeat that, please? I was just listening.
There were photographs taken of committee members' vehicles. I took some for investigative purposes that are completely unrelated to the PBA, and then the PBA took some for their own personal business, which is relative to Article 2 that we were just discussing.
Was anybody on duty on the pictures taken?
As a matter of fact, they were.
They were all on duty.
I believe that Officer Scott may have taken some pictures when he was on duty.
Is he the PBA representative that you're talking about?
He is.
Well, no, he was just...
They're all members of PBA Local 1.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Who is the PBA representative that took the pictures?
I don't know that they both took them or not. They may have both taken them, but I know that photographs were taken by Officer Scott.
My question was, were they on duty when they did it?
Yes, and they can be.
Thank you. That's because of the sticker, not because of what you did.
What I did was completely separate.
All right.
Yes.
Separation.
Yes.
So another PBA rep outside of Mr. Loudis, who's the rep, came up and took pictures of the vehicle?
No. Jimmy and or Vic took pictures.
Okay. All right, that's all I was asking for.
Who took pictures of Charlie's? Who took photos of Charlie's vehicle?
I know I did, and I'm pretty sure that one of the PBA representatives did as well.
Well, I'd like to get this clear right now, Mr. Attorney.
I just wanted to ask the chief a question. Were you aware that they were taking the pictures before or after they took them?
I was aware that they had intended to take pictures. I didn't know.
So beforehand?
Yes.
You didn't know when they were exactly taking, but you were aware that they intended to take pictures? Did they ask permission or suggest?
Yes. They said, listen, we're going to do that. Is that a problem?
And you were
so I referred to the contract and looked specifically at Article 2. And based on their concerns, I said, fine, just...
I'm sorry, Commander, you wanted to say, ask me something or...
Yeah. Well, the idea, being I'm involved, I feel I have a reason. What Mr. Connor wants to do is his own business. As a citizen of this country, and under the First Amendment, I have the freedom of speech. Now, if anybody wants to take that away from me, I want you to stand up. I have a car. I have 5 cars, 6 cars. I don't know how many I got. But on the back of one of them, I have a sign that says, New Jersey State Police and Stillwater, perfect together. That's what it said. This has got them all bent out of shape. Stillwater Township is everything. Stillwater Township is not just one thing. We are now in the midst of working with the state of New Jersey to get our due coverage at night. They keep taking it away, they give it back. All that was for that. Now, why these gentlemen have a job, they get paid every week, nobody bothers them, they go out and do what they have to do, but because a sign said, State Police and Stillwater, perfect together. That's all a sign says. Now, it's not a campaign sign. It's all it says. About this big. I don't know what all this... I can tell you that when I feel like I committed a crime when I'm getting pictures of my... And I didn't know this was ever done. I never knew. I don't know where they took them or anything. It's in my driveway. It's down at the town hall here at times. Where it was. But I still stand behind. I have a right of expression. Now, when you want to take that away from me, you better turn around and you better be ready for one hell of a lawsuit from me personally, not this town, because this is wrong. I worked a lot of years for a municipality. The fire department and the governing body were like this. We worked together. We didn't like everything that happened. We didn't like the pay raises we got. We fought for them. When I first went on in 1950, now we got a pay raise, we had to go on a referendum to get it. Things have come a long way since then. But when a police department can turn around and start to work with the governing body and have a friendship, like in a fire department, we have brothers. Every fireman is my brother, whether it's a volunteer or a paid department. And I tell you, I worked hard for the PBA too for many, many years. There was a time when you couldn't get a bill passed in the state of New Jersey unless it came through the FMBA. And if there's any old timers here, they would know what I'm talking about. Because you had such a bad rapport with the legislators. We worked hard. I spent a lot of time working for the PBA. And I think it's a great outfit. They worked alongside of us. But at the same time, I didn't want this nitpicking stuff. And that sticker's still on my car. Stay there till it washes off in the end. Nobody scared me to take my sticker off the car. And that's just the way I feel about it.
Anthony, you said that you had taken pictures of Mr. Gross's car?
I do, yes.
Well, why did you take pictures of his car?
For another investigative purpose.
Well, I want to, right now I want you to tell
Charlie,
me why.
Charlie, come
on. No, that's not right.
Calm down.
That
calm
is
down.
Not right. I never did a damn thing wrong in my
Charlie,
life.
Charlie, calm down. Calm down.
We don't. I said, Charlie, it's just an investigation. It doesn't mean anything right now.
Well, it does to me.
Well,
it makes these people out there think I did something illegal. Well, you tell them if I did.
I didn't bring it up.
Well, you took the pictures.
You took the pictures.
I didn't bring this up.
Look, I'd be damned if I'm going to turn around and be accused by you when you won't get up. I'm not afraid to have you say
Charles,
it in public.
Charles,
oh, come on now,
Charles,
Bill.
We know why he
I'm
took
still,
the pictures.
I'm still afraid to find him, and I'm not one of these guys.
Charles, calm down. Joe, you have any questions or comments?
Yeah. I did get reports from various other persons in town who said that police vehicles were noticed stopping by the driveways, persons that had stickers on the backs of their vehicles. I was wondering if any photos were taken of those other individuals.
There may have been. I didn't take them. I don't know. There may have been.
All right, because we had reports from Plymouth Lake and from Swartzwood area of people that have had stickers on and noticed police vehicles stopping at the bottom of their specific driveways.
It may very well have been, and it was because the members of the PBA local felt that there was some concerns that they had, and they were taking it to the representatives to seek some advice and some counsel.
Can we find out if they were taken? I mean,
I probably can, yeah. I don't know that I'm entitled to those pictures. I didn't take them, and they were not taken with department equipment.
So they were taken by PBA for PBA purposes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would presume, Joe, that if there was nothing they could do with them, that nothing's ever going to come of it, so there really would be a concern.
Do you know if those pictures were taken when the officers were on duty or off duty?
I believe they were. Again, that fits in Article 2 here, which says...
Well, I'm just asking a question, yeah. Chief. I'm not...
I believe that's what...
Not forming any legal, just a basic question, were they on or off duty?
I believe so.
Tim, do you have any questions?
Nothing else now.
George?
On this particular subject?
Yeah. Well, I just like to make a statement that since the word did get out about people having police vehicles stop at their specific houses, and I'm not sure if they were taking photos or not, they weren't observed, but they did observe them stopping and looking at the vehicles with the bumper stickers on, those people felt threatened. They passed the word around, and some individuals in town that had those stickers on felt that they wanted to take those off and they removed them from their vehicles. So what they did was they ended up feeling intimidated and in fear of having retribution come from the police department. I'm not saying that was the intention, but this is what has been perceived by the people in Stillwater. And I think that when that kind of an event occurs, it casts a very ominous cloud over the community. I think something has to be done to turn it around and get us back on a better footing with between the police department and the community itself.
I would love nothing more than to have a better footing between the police department and the community. But for a year and a half now, we've just been going in backwards directions. And I think what we're discussing right now, this sticker challenge, I don't care if you drive around with a sticker on your car, it doesn't mean a difference to me. It doesn't matter to me.
Thank you.
I don't care if you drive around with a sticker on your car. I think ultimately, considering the circumstances that we've been placed in here for the past year and a half in the police department, the members of this department felt particularly offended by this and thought that there might be something more to it than what maybe exists. So they did what they have the right to do by their PBA requirements, and they investigated it. You know, I mean, it's, I can look at it and tell you on face value, looking at the sticker, I can say, you know, that's probably not right that our employers are driving around saying this, because it makes us feel like you don't care about us and that you don't want us. I mean, that's pretty simply how it feels. However, I'll put them on the police cars. I don't care. Do you have one of these on your car?
No.
Why don't you have one on your car?
I got enough trouble with beavers.
Why don't you have one on your car, George? We sat in my office and you told me why you don't have one on your car. Why don't you have one on your car?
I don't have one on my car because I didn't want one on my car.
Because why? You told me why.
Well, I support you guys, and I just feel that I looked at it both sides with the stickers. Stillwater, the police, and the state police law. And I can find no offense to it. I'm still trying to figure out what the offense to it is.
I don't think there is an offense to it.
Actually, if the sticker said,
offended, but you don't have
think,
one on your car.
I think if the sticker said New Jersey State Police and Stillwater PD, perfect together, I don't think there'd be a problem.
Probably not.
I believe
but
that.
But you didn't put one on your car for a specific reason. You're not saying
I don't put it on my truck on a bumper, no.
You're not telling me
on
now.
The cap.
You know what you told me when we sat in my office. And I think it's contrary to what we're discussing here right now.
And what's that?
Which reinforces the fact that these guys would feel a little offended by it and a little concerned. As our employers, I just don't think they felt that it was in the best interest to have that on it. I think they felt offended.
Well, so, I feel a lot of people are intimidated by that.
By what?
By them taking pictures of their cars and stuff.
Well, maybe they are, but you know, I can't say they are or not.
I just
they about endorse
right
it or
now,
not, but they have the right.
Yeah, I just like to say about that sticker. It's directed at the Attorney General of the state.
I'm
He's
sure
trying. You yourself was the person who asked the state police to come in and take
That's
over
right.
coverage for Stillwater at night.
That's right.
So,
yeah, I don't think so.
And what the state has been trying to do, you're aware of it. They were going to cease coverage of our community at night. Then we file a lawsuit. Then they extended it a few more months. So that's the game they'll probably keep playing. But it's directed at the state attorney general, saying that we do like the state police in Stillwater. We don't want to be discriminated against something that we're already paying for as state citizens.
I just think, in general, the members of my department took this personally. Maybe they misinterpreted it. Maybe you could have come in and sat down with them and said, "This is, listen, I got it on here. This is what I'm trying to do." Maybe Mr. Gross could have come in and sat down with the guys in my department and said, "Listen, I got this on here. I'm just trying to get you guys some extra support at night." Maybe if you explained it to them that way, they might not have been so offended by it. George told me he didn't put one on his car because he didn't think it supported the police. That's what he told me in my office. All right? So if he's looking at it from that perspective, as our employer, saying, "I don't think it really supports these guys," listen, I don't care that you drive around with them on. But maybe if you just explain your intentions behind it a little bit better to them. We've got this wall driven between us and you guys, and it's been here for a year and a half.
What started it?
I really don't know, Bill. I really don't know.
I wish it would go away. How can it go away, Anthony, when every time there's something get thrown back in our face? You know, you hear people say, you know, well, nothing's getting done. It's all about the police. Well, I would say things are getting done, but the reason it's always about the police because it gets people throw right back in our face all the time. I mean, I had a serious problem with the chief of police taking photographs of committee persons' cars for the stickers.
I'm sorry, Bill, that's not the case.
And then casting aspersions that it's for some kind of investigation.
Well, and now
I have a serious problem with that.
This
bill is why there's a wall between us, because you won't come in and sit down and talk to me and we can go over this stuff. That door has been open to you since you've been on a committee in 2006. How many times have you been there? You're the mayor. You're my liaison, and you didn't even come in and sit down and talk to me.
Because I feel like I can't talk to you.
You can come in and talk to me anytime you want. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Can I add the floor for 1 minute?
We don't. So.
I agree with you. It's a two-way street. I've only been on this committee for 8 weeks, I guess. I was appointed when somebody else left. I spent 18 years here. I was mayor for five, so I had a little background.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm down in this town hall every day, and I did it when I was here for 18 years. I'm not a one day a week come to the meeting, committing them. I'm down here, I see what goes on. You walk in, you wouldn't spit on me if I was on fire. Your other two patrolmen, I mixed up with a couple of them because they looked the same. I don't know which ones they were. They walk in, they won't even look me in the eye. I'm looking you in the eye when I talk to you and anybody else I talk to. They just go by. Why didn't they turn around and say, geez, Charlie, we're a small town. Mr. Scott, I had him on my football team. I coached him for years. Great athlete, good guy. And then he turns around and can't come up to me. He knows me personally from the time he's a little tiny kid and say to me, geez, Charlie, what's going on here? It works two ways. And I like to at least have the respect.
Anthony,
you expect of a police officer to come by me at least say hello and goodbye. You don't have to start a conversation with me. That's it. If I ever did that to the governing body where I was, you know what I would be? I'd be out checking fire hydrants for the rest of my life.
I think, Mr. Gross, they don't trust you. And I think if you do something to earn their trust or earn your respect from them, I think you'll get quite a response from them.
I don't bother these people. Let them do their job. Now, you never heard me complain to you about anything that ever happened in this town? No, because they're doing their job the best that they can do it. That's all I can say.
Well, talking about conversations and things like that, I mean, I did do the job for 10 years. I know that there's this us versus them mentality. I'm sorry that we could not afford to hire two cops. I'm sorry. Put it to bed. Ames just laid, Robert just laid off 25 guys. Hoboken's going to lay off 16 police officers. I'm sorry. We have to move on. But some of these things to me just seem tit for tat. I'm getting tired of it. But, you know, the time card thing you explained away, the letter from Mr. Davis, you explain that's fine, but the letter through the Stillwater Elementary School, you can say that it was a public service announcement and crime prevention. I think it was a political letter hidden under the guise of a public service announcement. And the photographs of the personal vehicles and driving by people's houses, when people say, you know, I have a problem with whatever. It could be something minor with the police, but I'm afraid to say it. I'm like, nah, don't worry about it. They're not like that. Now we got people going around taking photographs of personal vehicles and going on people's private property. I mean, this is not right. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just,
it's
just
a bargain. Let him have it like he thinks is right. And if that he gets himself in the hot water, that's his problem.
So, well, with that.
Well, I still have another issue. Employee with Delta calling your town hall. Were you aware of this?
Sorry, what?
Were you aware of OSHA calling town hall about a problem over at the police station?
Was I aware that? Yeah, it was because Mr. Gross called me and told me about it, and you called me and told me about it. So
the last,
I was aware of it.
The last time, though. I spoke to you about the first time. I'm talking about the last time here that happened.
The only time I've been aware that OSHA's called the town hall is when you two have called me.
I think it was on election day. Maybe before election
day. Yeah, whatever day you called me and we had, what, a 30-minute conversation on the phone, and the same thing with you, George. Whatever day that was.
The problem is, so everybody understands what this is about, a sewer pipe. I want everybody in this audience to hear this. A sewer pipe that ran overhead from the men's and ladies' room joined into one pipe went through there.
Yeah, Charlie,
because of
the fact that this was a complaint filed, it's being dealt with in a separate matter, and I suggest that it's not discussed at this time.
Could I say one thing, just one thing?
Well, you can say anything.
If you have a leak,
give your advice.
if you have a leak in your pipe, whether it's a drain pipe or the other one, please call a plumber. Don't call OSHA. That's all I have to say.
Mr. Gross, in all favor and honesty to Anthony, him and I spoke about this already on how it should be handled.
Okay.
And it was a personnel problem which he had to handle himself.
Okay.
And you'll leave it at that.
All right. I accept your...
Yes, sir.
Well, with that, does anybody on the committee, I mean, we went through the four things that we asked the chief here to be about. Well, we're gonna talk to Larry about that.
Yeah. We'll talk in executive about that.
Does anybody feel, based on his explanations, that we've come to an understanding or an agreement and we let it rest and his explanations are acceptable, or are they not acceptable and we would like to take this further?
Well, there's a couple things on here we've talked about, but I think we should talk to our attorney first before we make a decision on that.
I think we'd better ask Kent and Larry about that.
I'm sorry.
He has, Mr. Fisher has a question.
I think we should, actually, before we make a decision on anything like that, we should actually talk to you.
Yeah, well, if the town wants to ask me legal advice, okay, you have a right to do that in closed session. If it's legal advice,
yeah, it would be legal advice.
That's
yeah.
Right. That you have a right to go ahead and do.
Any deliberations on what you're actually going to do, that you should do.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So do you want to go into executive session and later on come back and just talk about...
I think so. Yeah.
So you want to hold off before anything? Okay.
Yeah, most of the items that I think are all right, but there is a few items that came up that should be discussed with our attorney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say at least we had a discussion in public with our chief of police. And it's a better thing when you discuss things amongst people and everybody knows at the same time what's going on and what's happening. The way the chips fall, they fall. That's all I have to say.
Okay. With that, we're going to go into executive session. We have other matters we need to discuss. And we'll be back for the regular meeting at 7, so. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, PL 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting under certain circumstances. And whereas this public body is of the opinion that such circumstances presently exist, now therefore being resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Stillwater and the County of Sussex and the State of New Jersey as follows. The public shall be excluded from that portion of this meeting. The general nature of the subject matter to be discussed is as follows. Possible litigation, attorney-client privilege, ongoing litigation personnel. As nearly as can be ascertained, the matter or matters to be discussed at this time will be disclosed to the public when such matters are resolved. With that, can I get a motion to go on executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Second, Tim.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
6:10, we're going in.
Can you use the restroom?
I'm 11. Yeah, absolutely.